Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Fun topic today, fall pruning. And pruning is something I do a lot in the bathtub, but we've got a different kind we're going to be talking about. I'm assuming trees.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about trees and shrubs. Since Amanda's left, we haven't really talked a whole lot about horticultural stuff, so just thought we'd kind of tap back into that a little bit today. But I've been getting several questions on, can I prune my trees this fall? And, you know, pruning the trees August, September time period, if we was to get moisture, we could actually stimulate new growth. And that new growth would be not very hardy, so it might not break this winter, but as that tree branch gets larger, think about if we get an ice storm or something like that, those branches might be more apt to go ahead and break. So that's one of the reasons. You know, we can never predict, you know, if you're pruning a tree right now and maybe it's not very big, it's only maybe 8 foot tall, and you're pruning some branches and we get new growth to come out, and you'll, hey, I kind of like where that branch is at. And let's just say that tree was right next to the driveway. Well, if we get a winter storm in a few years, those branches could be bigger and then break off and we can have some damage. Maybe your car was parked there or something. So that's one of the reasons I don't like pruning in the fall. The other thing we got to think about, what are trees trying to do right now? We're moving all of the energy, all the carbohydrates from the leaves down to our roots so that we can withstand this winter and then leaf out again next spring. If by removing branches, what are we doing? We're actually eliminating some of those nutrients from getting back down to the roots. So we're just kind of cutting down on that. And obviously, we want to maximize the amount of nutrients that we can get down to the roots, especially when we're coming out of a drought like we are, or in a drought right now. We don't want to be stressing that tree any more than we absolutely have to. If you had some just light pruning, maybe, I think we could get away with it. So 10% of the branches or less, you know, we only want to take, I think, even in the spring, like 33, 34% of the branches is all. So that would be a heavy pruning, 10% or less. The dead branches don't take effect in that calculation. So if you've got a bunch of dead branches because maybe the drought has caused some tip dieback, we can cut some of those branches back and not cause any issues. And I guess with all that being said, I don't think one time of pruning in the fall is going to be detrimental. If we was to do this repetitively, I think we could lead to some negative effects. But if we're looking at it as the old wise tale is, prune whenever your pruners are sharp, I think there is some truth to that. I mean, if our pruners are sharp and we're ready to go out and we're going to get it done, you know, right now, we got a good day, that's fine this year. Just know that really the prime time to do it would be in the spring. So what about shrubs? Do they differ from trees? And the answer would be absolutely.
Naturally.
Nothing can be the same.
No, we can't have anything the same. It's all got to have its own set of rules.
Absolutely. So juniper shrubs, they actually don't prune those too much, because if we prune those too much, they're not going to fill out and grow back very well. If maybe we bought a house and somebody had taken the pruners to some juniper shrubs, and you're wanting to know the best thing to do is to pull them right out of the ground and plant some new ones, because they're probably not going to fill in and look natural, and you're just not going to be happy regardless of what we do. Other shrubs can come back from like nothing. So, it's rejunivation is what they call it, pruning. It's rejunivation pruning. And this is cutting the stems back to like 3 to 5 inches high. This shrub. So for instance, a lilac has just outgrown the space that it's supposed to be in. What am I going to do? Just go back in, cut it 3 to 5 inches high, and then just let it regrow. And it will do that. Again, fall is not the time to do that, because we got to know how some of these shrubs work. They flower on old wood. So they bloom in the spring. They send out new growth. that new growth this year will be old growth next year, and they'll send out blooms on it. If we're cutting it all back down to 3 to 5 inches high, we're just not going to have any blooms. It's not going to, I don't think it'll hurt the shrub at all. It's just not going to have any blooms next year. It won't be very pretty. And so you've got like 2 years then until you get re-blooming. Shrubs that work well for, spirea, forsythia, some shrub roses, lilacs, Russian almonds, flowering quince. Those are all some shrubs that we can work on or prune after they flower, and they will flower again on old wood. While I'm on the topic of some trees today, I do want to mention again, the emerald ash borer was found in Franklin County. There was a meeting with Kansas Forest Service in Wellsville, and I had not been up to Wellsville for some time. The devastation up there is pretty drastic. So if you are in the Ottawa area, they say within 15 miles of Wellsville, you know, and you got ash trees in your yard, we probably need to be thinking about what am I going to do, or come up with can I plant a new tree and get it a few years old before this one maybe gets affected and we have to take it out, and then I have a big bare spot. If you've got a big ash tree and it's providing your house with a lot of shade and it's maybe sentimental to you, there is some injections that do seem to work on these ash trees. I'm not going to tell you the price. You can get with an arborist and they can kind of tell you that. But just be aware, if you've got ash trees, they might be few and far between here in the next few years. The other thing, Dutch elm disease is still running rampant. So we've still got issues with that. I know Dad and I have got some Dutch elms had some trees with some Dutch elm disease. We're guessing at this point just because there's a bunch of them right there dead. And they're just in our timber. We just need to go and cut them down, destroy that wood so that we're not continuing to spread that, I guess. So,
what do you do in the case of if you've got a tree that's been damaged by the borers or the Dutch elm disease? What do you do with that wood?
So take it and destroy it. I mean, if we can burn it, that's probably the best thing that we can do. That just eliminates whatever's in there, so the borers themselves as well, or just the disease. We're just not allowing that to spread then. That's really the best thing we can do. The worst thing we can probably do is cut down an ash, for instance, and think, hey, you know what, I'm going to cut this into firewood, and now I'm going to haul it to Pomona Lake and go burn that. That's probably one of the worst things we can do, is because now we're hauling the insect over there. The thing can maybe get out and go and attack another ash tree, and then it just blossoms from there, too. So,
and there are several states that absolutely refuse to allow you to bring in firewood for that very reason.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be, when emerald ash borer was first discovered in the United States, it was very, like, do not cross state lines with firewood. I think, obviously, somehow, the emerald ash borer is drifting and moving around. I mean, we've got it across the United States now, so I don't think we're going to get rid of it. So it's just how are we going to handle it now? Again, if you have an ash tree, there are some injections you can do. It's not a total loss, but those, I'm just going to guess, are not going to be overly cheap. So if you guys have questions, I'm more than willing to talk to you guys about that. I just wanted to raise, let you be aware of that. So phone number to call me, 785-448-6826.
All right, good deal. It's a lot to think about. I knew the bit about the lilacs. Mm-hmm. I finally got mine to bloom, so now I'm all paranoid about, no, I don't want to prune it because then I'll have nothing, but I'll keep it in mind, knowing that the new blooms come on the old wood and all that good stuff.
So, like, if you prune it in, like, June time period, you know, that would be a good time to prune, like, a lilac. So then they have time to put new wood out and bloom again the next spring.
Plus, as hot as it's probably going to be, I won't be out there doing too much, and the lilac will be safe.
Absolutely. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.